cattle futures firmed on Monday. Japan and South Korea continue to lead the way when it comes to U.S. beef exports. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmore. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 13th of April. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade was at a standstill in all major cattle feeding regions through Monday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Live prices last week were $3 higher in the Southern Plains at $120 hundredweight, mostly $5 higher in Nebraska at mostly $123, $5 higher in the Western Corn Belt at $123 to $125. Prices were at $120 to $123 in Colorado, where there was no established market the previous week. Dress prices were $5 higher in Nebraska at $195 and $6 to $7 higher in the Western Corn Belt at $195 to $196. Cattle futures closed narrowly mixed on Monday, firming after the profit-taking sell-off that ended last week. Lower front-month corn futures added support. Live cattle futures closed an average of 31 cents lower, except for an average of 9 cents higher in three contracts. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 32 cents higher, except for 25 cents lower in spot April. Choice boxed beef cutout value was 76 cents lower Monday afternoon, at $271.41 a hundredweight. Select, though, was $2.09 higher at $266.16. Corn futures closed 3 to 8 cents lower through the front three contracts and then mostly fractionally higher to a penny higher. Soybean futures closed 12 to 21 cents lower through the front six contracts and then mostly 5 to 9 cents lower. Calves and feeder cattle continued to sell mainly higher at the Monday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Through mid-session, feeder steers were selling steady to a dollar higher at Oklahoma National Stockyards, where there were an estimated 11,000 head on offer. The exception was $3 higher for steers weighing more than 900 pounds. Feeder heifers were trading steady to $2 higher. On the other hand, steer calves were selling $1 to $2 lower, while heifer calves were selling unevenly steady. At Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, feeder steers sold steady to $3 higher. Feeder heifers traded steady to $5 higher. There are 6,257 head on offer. Finally, feeder steers sold $3 to $5 higher at Sioux Falls Regional in South Dakota, where there are 3,411 head. The exceptions were steady to $4 lower for steers weighing 700 to 750 pounds, and $2 to $3 lower for steers weighing 800 to 850 pounds. Heifers traded $2 to $4 higher, except for $2 lower at 550 to 600 pounds, and $2 to $5 lower at 700 to 750 pounds. Major U.S. financial indices closed slightly lower Monday, but basically tread water as investors await key inflation data and the beginning of quarterly corporate earnings reports this week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 55 points lower, the S&P 500 closed fractionally lower, and the NASDAQ was down 50 points. Although COVID disruptions continue to hamper U.S. beef exports in terms of year-over-year performance, Darrell Peel, Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist at Oklahoma State University, points out there are 15.6% more for volume last year compared to 5 years earlier. In his weekly market comments, Peel explains, beef exports have evolved significantly in recent years in a very dynamic environment of global politics and trade policies, direct and indirect impacts of animal disease outbreaks, and growing beef preferences and consumption. Japan and South Korea continue to be key growing market destinations. According to Peel, Japan has been the largest U.S. beef export market since 2013, with last year's market share at 28% of total exports. He adds that beef exports to Japan grew at an average rate of 9.7% annually from 2016 to 2020, with peak exports in 2018 and then a decrease in 2019 before rebounding modestly last year. That was despite pandemic disruptions. As for South Korea, it became the second largest U.S. beef export market in 2016. It continues to be the fastest, most consistently growing U.S. market, according to Peel. He explains beef exports to South Korea have increased by an average of 17.4% in the last 5 years, pushing the country to a nearly 23% market share last year, just behind Japan. Now consider China and Hong Kong together, which is essentially a single market, and it represents the third largest U.S. beef export market, accounting for 11.5% of market share last year, Peel says. Consider countries separately, however, and Mexico is currently the third largest export market for U.S. beef. Peel explains U.S. beef exports to Mexico declined 24.7% year-over-year in 2020, pressured by that nation's faltering economy and pandemic impacts. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 13th of April. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.